Hi, my name is Nina Clapperton, and welcome back to She Knows SEO. Today, I'll be interviewing Jen Fisher of JenFisherBooks.com. Jen is a student of mine in the SEO roadmap, and she runs a mindful travel website where she explores like healing yourself through nature and enjoying travel in a little bit of a different way than we traditionally see. I had a lot of fun chatting with Jen all about her travel style, handling like kind of managing a business with a disability. I mean, I've been there, still there. And also like talking about how to adjust your goals so that they are realistic for you and not just like competing with other people. This is a great interview about mindset, and I cannot wait for y'all to dive in. I'll see you in there. Hey, everybody. I'm here today with Jen Fisher, and we are going to be talking about starting a travel blog and Jen's journey throughout her blog. So hi, Jen. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So Jen found Jen Fisher Books, which for a minute, I thought it was Brooks. Like I thought that was your last name, and then I realized it was you booking travel. But I want to introduce you to everybody. Jen is one of my SEO roadmap students, and Jen has been crushing it with her blog lately and doing something a little bit different than I think most people do. So Jen, do you want to tell us about how you got into your blog and a bit more about your blog?
Sure, of course. So on my blog, I explained that books came from the fact that I've always wanted to be a writer, switched gears somewhere along the way because switching from an author to booking travel seemed to be fun, you know, and it had a little zing to it for me. And I love it. And it was my email address for all these years. So I just felt that like, okay, I'm not writing books, but it's not a noun, it's a verb. And I thought that was fun. And so along the way, I kind of accidentally found that solo travel was very healing for me as a trauma survivor and an autoimmune warrior. I realized that traveling is extremely empowering. And I realized I could help other women, you know, find their way too. And I've always camped and hiked, and during a very heavy time, I call it like my dark ages of my life, I did a lot of hiking and found a lot of comfort in nature and a lot of time with myself, which plays into my mental health with recovering from codependency and learning how to develop a relationship with myself, be with myself, and then like the transformation that happened, switching from, you know, short trips to bigger trips to bigger trips. And and then I started to feel the call, you know, to want to write about that and share my journey. And it has evolved into more focusing on helping trauma survivors, and also, you know, linking that into women who, like myself, you know, were very overwhelmed with the idea of going to, for example, the desert in the summer, you know, very hot climates, also going to cold climates, you know. So I've found an endless supply of topics to hopefully inspire and help other travelers.
That's amazing. I love to hear it. And I do think that having a kind of reason like that, something that's so important to you, is so beneficial to launching something that, yeah, it's hard to launch. That is a challenging thing to begin. And I love that you're documenting it for other women to kind of be able to do the same thing. Now, I believe you started your blog a year or two ago. Is that right?
So I started it 2 summers ago. So that was about 18 months ago. And then literally abandoned it for a year. I sat with it and said, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. So when I started, I literally went online and did how to start a blog. And followed the steps from two husband and wife team, got SiteGround, and then I had to learn WordPress, and it was so frustrating. It was so frustrating. Everything took so long, and every time I tried to solve one, you know, problem, it would lead me to five more that I didn't know how to fix, you know. So I was just going down one rabbit hole after another. But I got it up, and I got about five articles up, and then I just walked away because I just didn't know what I was supposed to do next. Mostly, like, internally, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do with it, but externally, I just knew something was wrong. And then about a year later, I went to Oregon and did a lot of hiking again, solo hiking, and the answers just started to come. So I tried it by myself for another 2 months with a completely different focus. And then I was like, I need help. And I found your course and I dove right in. So from November till now, I'm only about 20% done on the course, but I'm not in a hurry. That's kind of my slow and steady wins the race philosophy. And I found immediately that I was getting sucked in. It's there's a lot of for me, I noticed there's just a lot of subconscious, like, hurry up and get a media vine, or hurry up and get this traffic and that traffic, and you know, and I appreciate the course talks about it a lot, because it's like, oh, okay, I knew I was obsessing about it, but I didn't know that was a problem, or I was the only, you know, not the only one. And you know, so the mental health advice along the way, the just emotional support is just what, you know, what I feel people share all the time for feedback on the Facebook page, you know, around, it's not just a course, teach me how to do things, you know, it's like, it encompasses, so it goes so much deeper, you know, like this interview. It's just, I just think it's so great. It's like a collective, you know, more than just a community, but also, you know, just a little deeper too.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the goal, because blogging can feel so lonely. It really, I think the whole idea of, like, I don't know what to do next is super common for people, like, especially with free stuff people put out there. It's quite disjointed. I had the same feeling when, like, I started mine sitting in my mom's old dog bed for her dog. It's like, I don't know, I love dogs. So my initial site was founded in a dog bed in someone else's house in Toronto. And yeah, you always feel like you're racing for this deadline, and not everyone needs to do things that fast, and not everyone needs to compete. And I think that's kind of the beauty of having any group or any support system, is not focusing so much on the competition, even just with yourself, but focusing on the community and growth. And with something like your blog, the importance isn't necessarily that, I don't know, you make $1 million in 5 minutes. It's helping people over time too. And that does take time for sure. Like, I think people look at me as well and go, Nina did it all in 6 months. And I'm like, I'm very careful to say I did 4 years of utter nonsense first, because you gotta mess things up too for it to do anything good.
Yeah, and it's hard when you come in on the back end, like somebody like me who's like, well, I know you said that, but I didn't know you then. So,
No, that's very fair. Yeah. I mean, I like to pretend I have it all together now. Even now, sometimes things feel like a hot mess just of me doing a million things. But it is, it's hard. And I think, especially, it tends to be the loudest voices are the ones that are like, pushing the most for, I need to get this done immediately, or it needs to be tomorrow. But like, MediaVine will still be there. And I love the idea too of setting like your own schedule and setting your own pace for it.
Yeah, like, I have the idea to just run my own race, and I used to run, but like, it just resonated with me, you know. But I love that you're very authentic and real. Like, when I do share what I'm doing with the course for my blog, I'm like, she doesn't care. She's very transparent, you know, and I can relate to that. I can, like, I'm older, I'm hopefully a little wiser. I can relate to, you know, depth and authenticity and support and healthy, you know, like with the tapping. That one of the main things that I did for the tapping workshop you offered, for setting goal, I used it to set goals for 2024, was to not rush, but I still was rushing, you know, even though I was doing the affirmations every day. It's just a journey, even though I write about that. I mean, most of my blogs are about, you know, understanding the mindful pace and, you know, but I'm human, you know, and I just love that I feel safe in the community. You know, I really do. Even though I put pressure on myself, I feel that the, you know, the course in the community offers me, you know, support to help me reground, you know, like that's why I'm here, you know. So it's so much more than just information. All I was looking for the course mainly was so I didn't feel so alone. And I wasn't like trying to figure out code and URLs. I know I drive you crazy with the permalinks. I drive myself crazy.
Everyone, genuinely, everyone always, one of their first issues is basically always a permalink or a menu, because like those are the things we mess up at the beginning.
Yeah. And I mean, some things come very easily, but like when I was starting to change the titles and when you posted that like video, I was like, thank you. And there's sometimes where I'm like, forget it, I'm just leaving it, because redirecting URLs, forget it. Like that's what I used to do for like, it wasn't a long time, it was only about 2 months, but trying to figure that stuff out for myself, it created a lot of anxiety and stress. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. This isn't, you know, good self-care for me.
And I think that's the case with like any site, to be honest, though, is that like you do what you can do. And then if something's really a block for you or it is causing a ton of anxiety, like just leave it for now. I mean, last year I got roasted for most of the year for having a broken link to my YouTube channel on She Knows SEO, like everywhere on the site. And it got to the point where like, I was like, I'm mad people keep telling me this is broken. And at the time I didn't really post. So I was like, so I don't really care about fixing it. So I kept just getting indignant about it. And then I was like, you know what? No, it turns out this is a block for me because I feel bad about my YouTube channel not being very good. And I had to like undo that. But for a long time, I just didn't touch it because it didn't make sense to me. And even on YouTube now, like I don't optimize thumbnails really. I don't do what a lot of other people do because it's not what I care about, and I can still produce great content around it. And like you are producing great content that is so beneficial for people. Like people, I definitely recommend checking out Jen's site. We are going to link it in the description, so it'll be there, but it's Jen Fisher Books. And like there is a lot about self-healing and nature, and people need to read that. They don't necessarily care about a permalink, and to Google it matters somewhat, but it's like, this is the thing. I teach 120% of what you should do, like to be perfect for Google. Most of us are going to fall around 70 to 80%. And like, that's understandable. So
yeah,
you don't need to worry, but like, it's very funny. People in all my groups will be like, this is a dumb question, or I'm sorry for bothering you. I'm like, you're not bothering. If you have the question, I'd rather you ask it. And it's important help. And I totally understand everyone's a different type of learner. So like, yeah, I made a quick Loom video for you on how to do it. Cause also, to be honest, I didn't know how to explain it with words. I was like, I think this is easiest.
So now I've learned like it's much more effective to ask very direct questions. Like, and you know, even that is a little bit of a just, you know, the blog has taught me so much about so many other areas of my life, specifically self-sufficiency, even though the Facebook and the community are very inclusive and very like connected. It also has taught me a lot of independence for technology and independence with finding my own, you know, like it's crazy how it's branched out, you know. And I was just going to circle back to one thing when you said that the word perfect for Google. And I know for a fact, like perfectionism started creeping in for me with the blog. And I see it sometimes in other people. Now I can recognize in other people because I was seeing, I was slipping in. And it doesn't help with like Ahrefs and all that. They give you so much scores all the time. It's like, stop judging me, you know, like I'm going to get that. And then once I optimized all my blog posts through like a AOI SEO, and they were all green lights. I'm like, okay, I'm great to go. And then I was like, okay, that really doesn't do much for when I learn more. I'm like, now I have a whole nother thing to be perfect for. And it's like, no, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect at all. It's just being aware that, you know, there's these outside influences, but it's my responsibility to recognize them and pull back, you know, and then learn from them and hopefully help someone else, which is what I think you've done as a mentor. 100%.
I'm glad to be like that because I'm not perfect. I know it. So I don't want anyone thinking they have to be. But I do think you're right. Like when you hear everyone talking about stuff, like even on a podcast interview or something, someone is coming on to talk about like their one area of expertise. And then it really, yeah, you do feel you're like, oh my God, like now I need to be perfect at that. I remember in 2023, Kyle Roof was doing the rounds with like schema and EEAT stuff. And early on in 2023, he was talking about like author pages and same as schema. And I was like, what? Like, what is this? And like, Obviously, I was lucky to be successful and not need that. I don't know that everyone definitely needs it anyway. It's like it helps, but it's not secret sauce or something. But yeah, like I get that same perfectionism pressure 100%. So I'm very glad that you talk about that because I think that is something people often feel alone in, or they feel, yeah, like they're stuck because there's all these things they should be doing. And now it's just weighing down the truck. The truck is stuck in quicksand. It's sinking. You're spinning those wheels and nothing happens. And taking it step by step is so much better. Setting your own pace, like that's something that, like, honestly, you are eons ahead of many people with, probably myself included in many ways, where you've set that boundary for yourself. And that's so impressive, honestly.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, last week, all of a sudden, my traffic is, you know, a couple thousand, but I was going up 100 a day, like every day it was like 100 more. I'm like, okay. And you're like, so what did I do as a human? I expected it was going to keep going. And all of a sudden it dropped. I was like, you know,
yeah,
forgetting that the whole rest of the blogging world has been saying the same thing for months. And now I can say, like, oh, well, on one hand, I'm just like everybody else with, like, at least I had traffic to lose. I mean, and then I realized, you know, there was a lesson in that because, quite honestly, life went on. Like, of course, there's a moment of being dramatic and be like, I'm not doing this anymore. It's like so silly. And I'm not going to not do it because I love doing it. But, you know, it just feels like you get punched in the gut. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what everybody's been talking about for months. It's just that now it's happened to me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Just like everybody else. And then I'm like, well, it's not going to define me. I'm like, who cares? And then I've just looked at other things. And I'm like, I'm really, of course, this is my business. I am investing a lot of time and a lot of resources into it, but I'm not doing it just to make money. Like, if I wanted to just make money, I could do other things. Mm-hmm. You know, I could do plenty of other things, you know? So this is, you know, just to remember that, like, A plus B equals C with, like, you know, traffic plus, you know, money equals freedom. Like, not necessarily, not what I've learned in life.
No, I think that's a really good point. And I mean, I'm sorry to hear about the traffic dip. And unfortunately, like, around time of recording, there are like rumors of another update. And so everything is shaking again. We keep getting aftershocks of everything with Google lately. But it is, you're right. Like, it's kind of like joining the club, unfortunately, at a time where the club is very shaky, where people, yeah, it's unfortunate to like join the club in that way of like, oh, well, now I'm just like everybody else. But it is, yeah, it's a struggle for sure. But I think you're right. Like, you have to have the passion for it. I think you can't weather any storm if you don't care about it. And I know a lot of people get into blogging for passion. People get in it for money too. And I don't think that's wrong. I think as long as there's some element of passion, you can build into it. So, like, I've ranted about this number of times, but like starting a blog about something you've never experienced, never want to experience, that's going to be really hard. And then when things do take a dip every once in a while, like right now, TikTok is doing vertical video or horizontal videos for some reason. Instagram is like throttling reach. We have that weird email system having to change. We have Google. We have like, we're living in a tumultuous minute. And if you don't like writing, it's not going to be good. But I'm glad to meet a fellow writer as well. Because like, I used to write books as well. I did a publishing master's, so books are close to my heart for sure. I was just talking to my friends on the weekend about it. And like, remember we all thought we were going to be in publishing and now none of us are?
Well, that's definitely a tough field, I'm sure.
Oh, it's
it
rough,
seems.
Especially with AI. Yeah, like that field has got shaken up massively, which is not great for the book lovers out there. Yeah,
I'm sure, like, blogging has a little bit more freedom, you know, and versatility, it seems like.
Yeah.
So
when you were creating content and getting to that like few thousand page views a month sort of situation, were you finding that there was like one thing that really worked that helped you get there, or were you kind of just having fun with it?
That is a really good question. Well, I broke my Google Analytics at some point. And I didn't notice it for months. So I kind of lost track, you know, like, so November's time. So really, I've been under 6 months with, you know, seriously blogging. So for probably, you know, 20% of that, I was flying blind. Like, I didn't even know how Google Analytics worked. And then I broke it. So, what I would have to say is that I do understand, like, from my analytics that most readers like to read on using nature to heal as their topic of choice, you know. So, I don't know. I think I like knowing that. Will that, you know, drive every next post? I'm not sure. But I don't have like a cause and effect. Like, I'm not really in an experimental phase yet to say, let me try this. Okay, this worked. You know, I'm a little like, I like a method to my madness, but there is still a like, well, let's go with our intuition and you know, kind of like an art over science, even though I love the structure and I need the structure, you know. I need things and charts, you know, and I that's why I needed to get into a course, because I'm like, this is really making me feel like I'm without direction. So yeah, so it's, I guess, just a mixture. And I'm sure if you asked me the same question 6 months or a year from now, it'd be a totally different answer.
Yeah, that's pretty normal though, especially like at the beginning of it where you're trying to like kind of settle on firm ground for yourself. Like that's totally fair. And I think with your the great thing about your site too is like you came in and you already knew your audience, which so many people don't in the course. And just in SEO, they'll come in, they're like, hey, I want to do solo female travel. And I'm like, for who? And you like knew who you were working with. And I think that's definitely served you really well, even if, yeah, maybe you don't feel like you have a ton of strategy. You have like every post on your site, you were writing for those people. And that's so strong. And those are like the people too, where you can support them and they'll keep coming back. I mean, there's a reason, like, I got diagnosed with ADHD in September. I go to some ADHD blogs. There's only a couple I keep going back to time and time again. And it's because they're actually talking to me. They're not just like doing a study of, like, I don't know, they're restating some study that they also only found on BuzzFeed. So, like, what? That's not helpful. But your site, like, has that, yeah, unique, helpful element that also is so clear who you're talking to. And even though, like, I'm very new to kind of the world that you're talking about, I can still see bits of myself reflected in it. And, like, and you're a very strong writer too, which is definitely going to serve you as
Thank
well.
you. Thank you. You know, I want to speak to that because all the time when there's questions about like your course and other courses, I always want to chime in and say, Nina tells us to focus on our readers. You know, like I want to put it in all caps, you know, because I want, you know, whoever is interested to know that that is really important because you say it all the time. After like the 10th or 15th time I've, you know, heard it delivered, it started to internalize what that means, you know, not just like, oh yeah, I know what that means. It was like, oh, okay. And I think that I had a paradigm shift at that point, you know. So I do think that it to, you know, that point, it's a big influence from keeping that in mind all the time, you know. It's not to be on autopilot. And I teach reading to students, you know, and I'm like, if your writing is boring, you're going to lose your reader, you know. But it's just so easy to switch into like the writing mode and have all of these other things distracting me and forget that, you know, very important thing. But I do kind of have in my mind's eye, you know, some woman, you know, around my age reading this and just hopefully getting something out of it, you know. And that is, you know, primarily because it was drilled in to, you know, care about it. And it's not just write to your readers or know your readers, it's care about them. They're people, you know. Even, you know, I gotta tell you, I just listened to the accessibility for okay, so I listened to the lesson on accessibility. And I had a rough idea what accessibility was about, but then you're like, you might think you know what it's about, but this is really what it is. And I learned a lot. And at some point, because I've listened to the lessons and I kind of read people, I was like, must be somebody in Nina's life that has, you know, accessibility needs. And then you're like, my grandmother, you know. So at one point when I felt like I was banging my head against the wall on a very long day when I had a cold and I didn't feel like working on my blog, but I was working on my blog, I'm like, just think of Nina's grandmother.
I talk about her the most, but like I also I have an aunt with MS. I have like a lot of people in my family who are disabled. And so for me, it has always been putting that like a face to it. And like my Baba's the only person who's like, I don't care if people see my picture. So I do put her out there sometimes too. But I like to, yeah, I like to humanize it because otherwise you don't necessarily understand it. And I'm really glad that that came through because that lesson is like probably my favorite one in the entire course, because I think it is the most important thing that, again, like you're saying, it goes back to caring for your reader. And just like you should care for students and stuff. And I, sorry, Theo's spinning my chair now. So like in a lot of like course creation things, they talk about care for your student, like care for your client. And I'm like, okay, in other courses I've taken, they're just like, just write for Google. And I'm like, is Google the person I'm talking to really? And yeah, Google is definitely a part of it, but I think caring for the user is for sure the biggest thing. And it was funny, I was talking to my mom recently and she was like, you're like so into accessibility. And I'm like, everyone should be. Like, I don't think I'm crazy with it, but I think it's important. And I did admit, I will admit though, like I was out last night and I yelled at a friend, like just like mad. And I was like, this elevator's not accessible for someone who's blind. And they were like, you're not blind. I'm like, that doesn't matter. We should
Right.
all care.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just raising your consciousness and your level of awareness, because there's always those spots of like, you know, well, I'm a lot older than you, so the world was very different, you know, in terms of inclusiveness and just understanding basic human rights, really, honestly. There's always room to grow. And I just think, you know, it's definitely important. You
Yeah.
know, it really is. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that you got that from this. I mean, that means a lot too. Now, I will say, I
And
mentioned
I do use the alt text, the chat GPT. Yeah. Sometimes it fights with me and it's like, I can't do that. I'm like, you've already done this for me, ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT has been lazy lately. I've had to like restart it times this week. And I'm like, dude, like you are supposed to just be automated. What is happening?
It's funny. Yeah. I was like, I'm reprimanding AI. I was like, I know, but I'm frustrated. And then I went on the Facebook page and found some fixes and it took a minute, but I got it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. I was actually going to ask, have you been using AI in your blog otherwise beyond alt text, I guess, now?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Okay. So,
I will say to anybody
no,
watching,
no, 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 no,
not
no.
everyone.
No, it's not off the table at all.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I've gotten to a place where it's very clear, as a tool. Okay, I'll put it that way. And I think what I've heard, it seems pretty common that if you do use, and I use the paid version, you can't not edit it and change. Like, it's a great template. It's a great thing when I'm like, I just don't have the brain power to rewrite this, you know, succinctly, you know, and I'm like, please rewrite this, you know, and it'd be like a paragraph here and there. But yeah, it is. It's a lot faster and more efficient than my brain can be a lot of times. It gets me started, you know, than just trying to like write one stupid word for the 5 minutes, you know, just and then I don't know, I never thought about it, but right now I'm thinking, you know, I'm a little bit of a know-it-all, and sometimes when I read what chat writes, I'm like, that's not right, and I change it.
See, but that's one of my favorite use cases for it, that I don't talk about it because I'm 100% a know-it-all. Hermione Granger growing up, I was like, that's just normal. Like, we should all just be like but like, I often will, if I'm like, oh, I just don't feel motivated to write this. I love correcting people, unfortunately. So if it gets really wrong, I'm like, hey, I'll write the whole thing now. And I'm very spite motivated. So I'm like, let's spite ChatGPT for doing a bad job. When I just told it, write a blog post about Toronto. And I'm like, no, that's not what I wanted. Well, yeah, I mean, I was at fault there, but I will often use it just to like jumpstart myself. So I think that's actually really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, like if I'm doing an itinerary, and I'm looking at a blank screen, and I know what I want to include in it because those are the places that I've been, you know, I'll use it like a template. So when it generates it, it's a template, and then I go in and I add everything that I need to. But it'll give me like trail specs and stuff like that, or distances or weather. And yeah, there's something else that I use it for, but I just lost my train of thought.
That's great. And then with or without ChatGPT, regardless of it, a lot of people always ask about like how long people are spending on their blogs every week. So I'd love to ask you for an average. I mean, obviously every week is different, maybe even per month if you prefer. But yeah, how much time do you like to devote to your blog?
So initially, I was happy to have like 10 to 15 hours a week. I work full time as a special education teacher. And then the more I think like, so rather than everything taking so long, it was like things were going quicker. So I was able to get a lot more done. And as I was able to get a lot more done, I was less frustrated, so then I was more willing to stay at it. So it was kind of a domino effect. And I think by now I'm doing probably 20, at least 20 hours a week.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that's with like going to bed at 6:30 because of my autoimmune disorders. But I'm a very like time efficient person too. So yeah, I think that's what I just love about ChatGPT. It's just about the time efficiency.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
always think that's the greatest thing about AI is for so many of us, like, yeah, I'm the same. Like, I don't have the energy to get through a full day and do everything and this and be and blah blah, like you just can't. And I'm doing a bunch of diagnoses actually for autoimmune disorders as we speak. So I think we're twinning a lot more than I realized we might at the
Oh,
beginning.
wow.
But it is like that is the nice thing about it is that it allows people like us who also aren't billionaires who can hire like 400 people to do everything. But actually, I wanted to highlight something that you said that I thought was so interesting is the idea that like you can do more because it's going faster. But that actually makes you want to do more hours of work because you're not frustrated. I haven't heard anyone say it that eloquently before, but that is exactly the way I felt with so much of it is like once you get past that first like barrier of something, it is so much easier to keep doing it and keep pushing through it. And it almost becomes more fun then because like, yeah, you're not screaming at your computer, like, why isn't this working? Or, yeah, you're not staring at the blank page. And then, usually, I find, at least for me, I'm going to reveal some trauma here, I guess. When I stare at a blank page, my brain starts going, like, if I can't start writing fast enough, like, oh, you're just dumb. Like, that's why you can't write or something. And having anything that can help you push past that is so beneficial. So I'm so glad that it's working for you. And like, and 20 hours a week is great. Like that is especially with a full-time job and a full-time job that's like as intensive as yours. Cause that at any kind of work like that is definitely, I don't want to say draining because that sounds negative, but it is like kind of because you have to give a lot to it, which is great. But when you give a lot, you don't have a lot. There's that whole spoons theory that I don't love because I don't like spoons that much. But it's like you only have so many spoons to give away. And those of us who are disabled, we have fewer spoons to kind of hand out throughout the day. Yeah.
No, I like that. I had never heard of that one. But yeah, like I think I just assumed it was always going to take that long and it was always going to be that frustrating. And I was like, well, I guess I can be a martyr. I'm like, I guess I'll just do it. You know, so I was so delighted when it would go quicker and be more rewarding, you know, it was more gratifying. And then one trick that I heard you use, and I was like, wow, I do that too. Sometimes I do voice command, you know, speech to text because I know what I want to say, especially in certain types of pieces or posts. So I speak it into my phone and then I send it to Google Doc. And then when it's all jumbled, because I'm talking the way I talk, not, you know, talking the way I write, then, you know, I can clean it up sometimes with chat GPT that way too. So I
Yeah.
like to use chat as editing, you know. It's like, can you please write this so somebody can understand what I'm saying?
That's like I think people don't realize most of the emails I send, I would write like like when my mobility got bad, but I would write most emails as I was hiking with Theo. So they were also like incredibly out of breath. It's like I'm trying to like chase my golden retriever up a mountain and he's inevitably chasing something himself because like somehow he always finds like a football in the middle of the woods and I'm like, why are these just here? So I'm like, okay, is that a football or is that something you shouldn't have? And then I'm trying to be like, by the way, keywords into my phone. But yeah, that's where like most of my newsletters come from, and then cleaning them up. Also, because like when you're writing anything SEO related, voice to text thinks it's either SC, like the letter CO, or it thinks I'm saying Theo, my dog's name, which like sometimes I am, to be fair. So having ChatGPT clean it up helps heaps. And it is. It's one of those like kind of like having a micro VA, like kind of like an intern VA almost to help you out.
It's a little humbling too, because sometimes I'm like, wow, that's how I really talk. I sound so uneducated. Okay, no, we can't say Wana.
Oh,
We'll
it is, yeah.
change that.
That's like when
So,
like
yeah.
I used to have a podcast when I did my dissertation. I got out of writing a dissertation and somehow sweet talked them into letting me record a podcast instead.
Oh,
And
wow.
editing a podcast, you hear all the like weird things that you say over and over again. Like I just kept going, I love that. And I was like, stop it. Like, especially if you do like, all the edits in a day, you're like, I hate you. Why do you talk like this? And then like
Oh my
dad, when I was growing up, my dad would yell at me for saying like so often. And
God.
listening to myself back, I was pissed about it. So I was like, oh no, he was right.
Isn't it funny? I just like to share a joke with yourself about yourself. That's even, more priceless.
Oh, it's we're about wrapping up now. So I just wanted to ask, was there anything that you wanted to share to any new travel bloggers that, yeah, just might be feeling a bit disheartened and need any sorts of words of wisdom?
Join our community. Yeah, it's a gift that keeps on giving. You'll get so much more than just information and support. It's just more than you. Like I said, I've been at it for about 6 months, and I shared how hard I work. I'm only 20% done because there's so much. It's so comprehensive, and then it's so fulfilling to have a group of people that you're learning and growing with. And I just think it's very significant that I did it by myself, and I did it with a group, so everybody has to go their own way. I am a loner. I like to be alone, and I like to do things myself. So that's coming from me, that's my advice, 100%. Yeah.
I love that. Well, if anyone,
I love that. I knew you were gonna say that.
I know, damn it, I didn't even catch it. I didn't catch it. Oh, I've gotten it back in my head now. No, I thought I'd overcome it genuinely. I'm gonna be so mad when I'm going back and posting this. Well, fine, then I hate that because I don't know what else to say now. Well, if anyone wants to join the SEO roadmap, I will put a link in the description for everybody. Jen is one of our members. And yeah, the SEO roadmap is meant to be an all-inclusive, like one-stop shop for your SEO needs, but also for affiliate marketing, for digital products, for emails. There is a reason that Jen can only get 20% of the way through so far. And that's very much intentional. It's meant to take you 1 to 2 years to get through. That way, there's like stuff ready for you when you hit the next stage of your journey. And I'm very excited to kind of get to keep working with you, Jess, and see, well, as you keep hitting those road marks throughout the roadmap. I did not mean to say that in that great little way, but I'm happy I did. And yeah, I want to say thank you for joining us. And where can my audience find you?
Well, I'm at jenfisherbooks.com, and can't wait to see you there.
So that link again will be in the description as well. And we will see you guys later. Thank you so much for joining. Bye.